Second point, the sinner dishonors God. The sinner not only insults, but he also dishonors God. By the transgression of the law, thou dishonorest God. Yes, for he renounces God's grace, and for a miserable pleasure, he tramples on the friendship of God. Were a man to forfeit the divine friendship in order to gain a kingdom, or even the entire world, he should do a great evil. For the friendship of God is more valuable than the world and even 1,000 worlds. But for what does the sinner insult the Lord? Wherefore hath the wicked provoked God? For a little earth, for the gratification of revenge, for a beastly pleasure, for the indulgence of vanity or caprice. They violated me among my people for a handful of barley and a piece of bread. When the sinner deliberates whether he will give or refuse his consent to sin, he, as it were, takes in his hand a balance and examines whether the grace of God has more or less weight than the indulgence of his passion, vanity, or pleasure. And when he consents to sin, he declares that his passion, vanity, or pleasure is of greater value than the friendship of God. Behold the Lord covered with shame by the sinner. Contemplating the greatness and majesty of God, David said, Lord, who is like to thee? But seeing sinners compare and prefer a miserable gratification to his friendship, the Lord exclaimed, To whom have you likened me or made me equal? Then he says, Was that vile pleasure of greater value than my grace? Thou hast cast me off behind thy back. Were you to forfeit a hand or $10 or even a much smaller sum, you would not have committed that sin. Then says Salvian, Is God alone so contemptible in your eyes that he deserves to be despised for the indulgence of a passion or for a miserable gratification? Moreover, by offending God for the sake of his pleasure, the sinner makes that pleasure his God by making it his last end. Saint Jerome says, quote, What a person desires, if he worships it, is to him a god. A vice in the heart is an idol on the altar, unquote. Hence, Saint Thomas says, quote, If you love delights, delights are your god, unquote. And according to Saint Cyprian, quote, Whatever man prefers to God, that he makes a god to himself, unquote. When Jeroboam rebelled against the Lord, he endeavored to draw the people with him into idolatry. Hence, he placed before them his idols, saying, Behold thy gods, O Israel. It is thus the devil acts. He represents a certain pleasure to the sinner and says, Make this your god. Behold this pleasure. This revenge is your god. Adhere to them and forsake the Lord. And in consenting to sin, the sinner obeys the devil, and in his heart adores as his god the pleasure in which he indulges. If the sinner dishonors God, he surely does not dishonor him in his presence. Oh, he insults and dishonors God to his very face, for God is present in all places. Do I not fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? This sinners know, and still they dare to provoke God before his eyes. They provoke me to anger before my face. Affections and prayers. Thou then, my God, art an infinite good, and I have frequently exchanged thee for a miserable pleasure, which I had scarcely indulged when it vanished. But thou, though despised by me, now offerest me pardon if I wish for it, and thou promisest to give me thy grace if I repent of having offended thee. Yes, my Lord, I repent with my whole heart of having outraged thee so grievously. I detest my sins above all things. Behold, I already return to thee as I hope, and thou already receivest me and embracest me as thy child. I thank thee, O infinite goodness, but assist me now and do not permit me ever again to banish thee from my heart. Hell will not cease to tempt me, but thou art more powerful than hell. I know that I shall never more abandon thee if I always recommend myself to thee. The grace then which I ask is that I may always recommend myself to thee, and that I may always say to thee as I do now, Lord, assist me. Give me light, give me strength, give me perseverance, give me paradise. But above all, give me thy love, which is the true paradise of souls. I love thee, O infinite goodness, and I wish always to love thee. Hear me for the love of Jesus Christ. Mary, thou art the refuge of sinners. Assist by thy prayers a sinner who wishes to love thy God.